Meet Seattle resident and Skype user Blondine Vandeveld.
Ooh, I look awful.
Sitting in a living room on Seattle's Queen Anne Hill holding her laptop, Blondine says whenever she connects up with her family back in France and Belgium, there's a little delay before they come on the screen.
That's the moment you see you look bad. You have 5 seconds just to see yourself and see how bad you look.
Now, Blondine is an attractive woman in her 30s, but her feeling about how she looks on Skype seems pretty universal. There have even been stories about people having plastic surgery because they didn't like their Skype or FaceTime image. So the question is, why do we look so bad? Beyond the wide-angle camera distorting things a bit, Christopher Thompson thinks the answer is pretty simple.
You're capturing what inevitably is just bad lighting in your home.
That's right, bad lighting. It's something Thompson would notice. He's a lighting designer. His company, Studio Lux, has lit multi-million dollar mansions in Medina and high-end hotels in Seattle. He says too often in our houses, we rely on a fixture on the ceiling, but he says that results in
dark shadows under your eyes, your nose, your lower lip, and your chin, and all that harsh lighting coming down on top of you.
He says the problem is if you have all your lighting coming down from above, you're just lighting the horizontal surfaces, but not the vertical surfaces.
That's what you are. You're a vertical surface in comparison or in relation to your camera. So you want to get light on that vertical surface.
He says whether you're a movie star on a set or someone talking to your college son on FaceTime, the secret to looking good, or better anyway, is to fill in the shadows and soften the light. Thompson and another designer at Studio Lux, James Sultan, give me some tips for how to do that.
Even if it's just a bed sheet over a light fixture, a table light. Or
if people have a desk lamp, like a Gusheim desk lamp, just turn the lamp towards the wall that you're facing and let the light reflect off of that.
They say you can also put a floor lamp behind the computer to bounce light off the wall and the ceiling. I decide to go back to Blondine, the woman we met at the beginning. With the KPLU crew, we did some experimenting with lighting her face for a Skype connection. Bouncing light off a wall, putting a towel over a table lamp.
Do you want a white towel?
Yeah.
Okay. There's definitely a difference. You can check it out on our website to judge for yourself.
Okay, that works.
Blondine says she's impressed with the results and will definitely try some of these things in the future.
I was thinking, like, you know, sometimes I call my husband and we're traveling. I don't want to look a mess here if I haven't seen him in 2 weeks, you know. So that's interesting. It's so simple to do. Just use a different light and point it somewhere else. So it doesn't look like a big deal and it actually makes a difference. So
there may come a time when all of this is moot. Both lighting designers at Studio Lux have some ideas. Thompson says in the next few years, you'll start to see light bulbs controlled by smartphone apps. You'll be able to adjust not just the intensity of the light, but the color. He says, for example, you can put more red in to offset those dark circles under your eyes.
And a little blue over here for some drama. And you get that all set up, and all you had to do is just push a icon on your iPhone.
James Sultan sees a time when we'll have LED lights around our computer screens, similar to makeup mirrors.
It would fill your face, it would eliminate any shadows, and you might look decent again.
Until then, I guess I'll just stick to the towel over the lamp. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.